Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose and intention to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. For that reason, if at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, certainly let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, but the quickest way would be to contact me by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will meet at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. We will have a period of Bible study, and it will be just that. It will be a study of the Scriptures. We urge you to come and to be with us, to bring your Bible, observe what's said and done, and compare that with what the Bible teaches. Be like those of Berea in Acts 17, verse 11, that search the Scriptures to see what are the things that were being spoken or so. You need to do that, and we need to do that at all times. So we urge you to come and be with us. If it's not at all possible that you can come, I want you to keep in mind that if you have a computer and access to the Internet, or a smartphone, or a tablet, you can have access to the Bible study and both see and hear the things that are being said. Log on to eastalbertville.org, go to the live feed, and there you can see and hear the Bible study, or go to the church's Facebook page, or go to the church's YouTube channel. Three avenues by which you can be able, if it's just impossible for you to come to the services, that you can yet still see and hear the Bible study period tonight at 7 o'clock. The pen, somebody once said, is mightier than the sword. And you know, if history is a good judge, so is the tongue. Both the pen and the tongue express ideas that as tiny seeds, they can enter into a man's mind, they can take root, and they can produce fruit, both good and evil. And we can see this in the words of Jesus, and even in the revelation of the words of the apostles. Within 30 years, their message had spread throughout the world. It had conquered the souls of men, and it had even impacted the ancient empire of Rome. And as a result, the Lord Church was established, and its influence was felt throughout the whole of the Western civilization. But in a more limited way, the same can be said about the destructive speeches of Adolf Hitler. Both his pen and his words stirred the hearts of the German people to the destruction of some 6 or 7 million Jews. We saw it in recent times when Jim Jones persuaded faithful followers to drink deadly Kool-Aid in Ghana, South America. And we're now witnessing a very similar phenomenon in the schools of Muslims, where young men are trained to engage in suicide missions to kill innocent people. James, the Lord's brother, told the disciples of the Lord some 2,000 years ago that the tongue is a little member, but it boasts great things. If we go to James chapter 3, let's begin our reading with verse 3. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a fire a little fire kindles. So we see as a small rudder, James tells us that you can steer a ship at the bidding of the captain. And a little bridle in a horse's mouth can turn the horse in just any direction that the rider wills. And he compares all of this to the tongue, it too being a small member. It too, as a small fire, can kindle a world of iniquity. That's what we saw in Hitler, in Jim Jones, and that's what we now see in Al-Qaeda. The tongue, James also tells us, if we look at verse 8, he says, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. So, it's an unruly, it's a restless evil. The tongue can twist the words of a person to make them mean something that he never intended them to mean. And he can even deny believing. You remember at the trial of Jesus before the Jewish council, they took the words that Jesus said, destroy this temple, and I will build it again in 3 days, or I will raise it again in 3 days. They knew full well that he was talking about his body. But at the temple, at the court of the Jews, as they are now getting ready to crucify him, they take those same words, and it's in Matthew 26 and verse 61, they said, this fella said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And with that, they applied it to the physical temple. And that, of course, was what brought the charges of blasphemy. But you see how that words can be twisted. They were even repeated to him on the cross in the 27th chapter of Matthew in verse 40 when they said, you who destroyed the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. So again, you can take words that someone says and twist them to make them mean something that was never intended to be meant. And it's also, it repeats rumors that can be already distorted. And so, through gossip and whisper, you can ruin the life and ruin the reputation of someone that's completely innocent. Whispering and backbiting are words that are mentioned in Romans chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, when they're labeled as being filled with all unrighteousness. So it is a unrighteous thing to be full of gossip and whispering. It spews out anger and hatred and ill will, and that disturbs peace, and it yields bitterness and resentment, and it's something that's often never able to be resolved in forgiveness. It can speak with such impatience and unkindness to weak and uninformed brothers and sisters in Christ that it drives them away before they even have a chance to grow in grace and knowledge. As 2 Timothy 2 and verse 24 teaches, when it's a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those that are in opposition. So, what's always been clear about this third chapter in the book of James is that the tongue, and so the same is true of the pen, is not the real problem. Think about this. It isn't the bridle that turns the horse. It's the rider. It's not the rudder that steers the ship. It's the captain. So, the bridle and the rudder do only what they are directed to do. And the same is true with our tongues. The tongue says only what the heart of ourselves tells it to say. It's not the food, Jesus says, that goes into a man's belly that defiles him. It's what proceeds out of his heart. In Matthew 15 and verse 19, Jesus says, "For out of the heart comes forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, railings." See, the tongue that bears false witness in court or rails and slanders innocent people is not where the guilt resides. A knife or a gun that kills somebody, it doesn't have guilt. The member of the body that indulges in adultery or fornication is not where the sin lies. And the hand that takes what belongs to another, it's not the evil instrument. The evil resides in the person, in the heart, the mind, the soul of the person. And so when our words becomes the source of conflict, division, destruction of peace, the ruining of reputations, you know, we need to take a long, hard, close look into our hearts. We need to examine the substance of what we've said before we say it. Analyze what are our motives here. Evaluate the truthfulness of our words and determine the value and the necessity of our saying what we're going to say. You know, it's not uncommon to quote a person verbatim out of context, to make an application of a person's words that he never intended. That's what we saw back there in Matthew 26 and Matthew 27. That happened to Jesus. And yet, we must not let these things be what we're guilty of. The point is not that we should not discuss our differences. We need, I one time heard it said, and the more I think about it, the more it's true. The only exercise that it seems like that some people get is jumping conclusions. And friends, that's what the tongue is so good at being able to do if we don't control it. Yes, the Bible says it can't be tamed. A horse can't be tamed, but we put a bridle in its mouth and we control it, don't we? So yes, the tongue may not be able to be tamed, but it can be controlled. And we are responsible for its control. If people are determined to destroy one another, there is no mightier and no more powerful weapon than words. Whether those words are spoken or whether those words may be written. Friends, we appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.